This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is now a 105-page document that's going to help guide reforms in the police department of Cleveland, Ohio. The consent decree, as it's technically known, was agreed to this week after the federal government accused Cleveland cops of having a history of using excessive force and of civil rights violations. Those two issues, of course, are the conversation around policing and society in this country today. Conversations that all police departments are having as they try to diversify and so better reflect the communities they serve. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the next installment of our series, Behind the Blue Line.
Charles Wilson has been on the job for 44 years.
I started my police career in Ohio. I've done patrol, I've done traffic, I've worked narcotics, I've worked internal affairs, I've been a police chief.
That career began in the early 1970s. Wilson was just out of high school with a baby on the way.
I needed a job. The police department was hiring. Took the test, got on the job, and been crazy ever since, I guess.
Crazy, perhaps. Lonely as an African-American in mostly white departments, most definitely. Wilson is now a policeman in Providence, Rhode Island, and he heads the National Association of Black Law Enforcement Officers. Getting more black and brown people to wear blue has become a bit of a crusade for him.
The vast majority of law enforcement remains the bastion of white officers.
He wishes more minority young people would consider joining up.
It pays well, the benefits are good, and you have the opportunity to truly make a difference in people's lives.
That pay, it starts at $45,000 nationwide for a job that doesn't require college. The Bureau of Justice Statistics recently reported that African Americans now make up 12% of police officers nationwide. The figure hasn't budged since the late 1990s. And though it isn't far below the black share of population as a whole,
if you've got 12% African American police officers in a community that's 60, 70, or 80% African American, you're not doing very well.
Dolores Jones Brown is a professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York, and she often teaches minority police officers. She says it matters where they sit in the hierarchy.
Many of the police personnel who are of color are likely not at a command staff level. And so that means that they're not being able to make many decisions about what kinds of policies and practices will be in place.
One thing getting in the way of recruitment at all levels, says Jones Brown, the rising African-American middle class.
African-Americans who are smart enough, college-educated enough, or otherwise talented in arenas that pay more money and produce less risk are taking advantage of those opportunities.
People of color from less privileged backgrounds might welcome these good government jobs, but, says Jones Brown, many can't pass the entry test, the credit check, or the criminal background check.
Young men who live in highly policed communities stand very little chance of making it to, say, age 24 without having had some police encounter.
A recent study in the journal Crime and Delinquency found that by age 23, half of black men had been arrested, compared to just 38% of white men. Criminology professor John Eterno witnessed this firsthand as a precinct captain in New York City, where he says cops issued
numerous summonses, arrests for relatively low-level things like marijuana possession. Now that they have a criminal record, these young minority kids, it's much more difficult to get them into law enforcement.
Relaxing those disqualifying criteria, though, would still leave the stigma of joining the police, says longtime cop Charles Wilson.
There is a significant amount of distrust and dissatisfaction with law enforcement. People I talk to nowadays say it ain't cool to be the popo.
It isn't too cool to be the police in Hispanic neighborhoods either. The percentage of Hispanics in law enforcement has increased since 2007, but the job's still a tough sell.
Most Hispanics, where they come from, they don't really like police.
Ismael Cano is a Mexican-American police officer with nearly a decade on the force.
They don't feel like they can trust police and call the police to help them.
Kano works in the small city of Pasco in eastern Washington state. Migrant farm workers have settled there in recent decades, and it's now majority Latino. Chock-a-block with taquerias. You hear Mexican corridos on the radio.
Okay, check it out. Vámonos por ese lado.
Officer Cano appears regularly on this local Spanish-language radio station to talk up policing as a career. But then he says he'll meet people at a party.
I'm proud of what I do, but, you know, they will start walking away. And usually by the end of the party, I would end up by myself in a corner because nobody, you know, wanted to talk to me.
Pasco's had its share of conflict over race and policing lately after an unarmed Hispanic man was shot dead by three officers. Activists want to see more Latinos on the force, though Police Captain Ken Roski insists Pasco's doing pretty well.
We've been praised by other cities at having a workforce, turns out to be about 21% Hispanic and or Spanish-speaking officers.
The city pays extra to anyone who can speak Spanish, and it's recruiting more young Latinos through the Boy Scouts Explorer program. But police trainer Michael Coker says departments need to do even more. Coker's a retired black officer from Portsmouth, Virginia, who offers courses all over the country, and I reached him between classes in a small town in Texas.
Well, one thing's for sure, even when I go teach classes, you don't see a whole lot of diversity in the classroom.
Coker says to recruit more minorities, you have to have more role models. He had one, a young black cadet.
So he would give me a ride to work. About a year later, he became a cop. I became a cadet because he made it seem so cool. I did a ride-along, got in the car with him, and I was sucked in.
But making policing seem cool to young people of color, that could be a heavy lift these days. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.